At 9 minutes after 12 o'clock, you're listening to Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. And it is just a great pleasure to welcome back to the studio a friend of the show. She's played Excursions before. Just a fabulous voice and a great, great artist. It's Raina Spears. Raina, thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me.
You are a part of the Rewind 4, the fourth annual sort of 80s celebration getting underway this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. And we sort of have, I don't think anybody necessarily planned this, but we got some pretty major girl power in the studio today.
We do, don't we? There's all kinds of girls up in here.
Emma Woodruff and her great band, all girls, all amazing, are going to be playing later on this hour, but it's such a pleasure to have you here. Raina, if you would like to go ahead and play your first and give us a little intro.
All right. Well, this is Alanna Miles, Black Velvet, a cover I'll be doing Saturday. Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell, Jimmy Rogers on the victory of the pie. Mama's dancing with the baby on her shoulder. The sun is setting like molasses in the sky. The boy could see, knew how to move. Everything, always wanting more. He'll leave you longing for the black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that will bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please. Up in Memphis, the music's like a heat wave. Wild lightning bound to drive you wild. Mama's babies in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender, leaves them crying in the aisle. The boy could sing, knew how to move, so sweet and true. Everything he'll leave you longing for. Black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that will bring you to your knees. And black velvet, if you please. Every word of every song that he sang was for you. He was gone. It happened so soon. What could you do? Black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that will bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please. Black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that will bring you to your knees. Black velvet, please.
Well done. It's Raina Spears live in studio on 91.3 WYSO. How did you, can you hear me? You can hear me well, can't you?
No, I actually can't hear any vocals through my headphones.
At all.
No,
so you had to take those off.
Yeah, that's why I took those off. I'm sorry.
How strange is that, hon? You're all up here. Is that all right for you, though? That mix all right?
Yeah, I can do the next song like that, too. I'll just take the headphones off again.
Pleasure, sweetheart. Raina, you are a songwriter in your own right, but you've been taking part with Louis Wood Jr. and his crew doing some of these tributes for a long time. I also saw some pictures of you singing in the chorus for a Pink Floyd tribute.
Yes, Signs of Life, the essence of Pink Floyd.
How cool is that? And tell me a little bit about how you got involved.
It was awesome. I met John Stancorb through mutual musician friends, and it's just a great, awesome show to be part of. Everyone's such a professional, and they really, really love what they do, and it's taught me a lot as a musician
to play
with them. Yeah.
Well, it's just a delight to have seen you doing that, and you got another one. This is one that you've written that you're going to play for us today.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little about that.
It's called Why Does She Cry? And I was at a park one day, and I saw a very beautiful woman crying. And it just kind of like put me in the mindset, like, oh, I wonder why on earth, you know, that someone would be so sad, like in a beautiful park. And then seeing the kids around made me think, well, what does children think when they see adults upset about adult matters that they don't really quite understand? So that's kind of where this song came from.
A great jumping off point. It's Raina Spears live in studio today. She's live on stage with a myriad of amazing bands this Saturday night. We'll talk about all of the richness that's coming up then, but it's just a treat to have you here. Raina Spears live on Why So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Serena Spears, live in studio on 91.3 WYSO. Why Does She Cry? An original there. It's funny, I've noticed that too. I love that sparked you to write a tune. Sometimes when you see a stranger crying, it's almost all you can do to stop yourself from going and asking. And if you don't ask, you'll always wonder.
Yeah, and it just stays in your mind forever.
Rena, thanks for being here today. You're going to come into the studio while Emma Woodruff and the Curious Sound get set up. They brought a full electric band lineup today. We're going to be rocking the house here shortly. But you're going to come in and talk to me, but we're going to play from a newly mastered, you're working on a CD, and you've brought us a song today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. It's a single that will be available on iTunes and Amazon May 10th.
Ooh, coming right up.
I know. It's the first experience I've had ever doing something like this, and I've been working with Track Titans, and they've been teaching me a lot and learning, and next fall I'll have a whole album coming out, and I'm looking forward to starting already on my next song.
Great. And what's the name of this tune?
This next song is called Life's Walk.
Broadcast premiere, Rena Spears on 91.3. Rena Spears on 91.3 WYSO on the Memorex. She's also live in studio. Rena, thanks again for that, and thanks for bringing that new music.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to. You're awesome, Nikki.
Oh, man, it's just a treat. And it's all a part of the Rewind 4th annual celebration there at Canal Street Tavern this Saturday night. And Do you have any other gigs beyond that coming up that people could catch? You kind of have a standing gig.
Well, Dana Farley and I, we do an acoustic duo. And right now, just about every Friday, we are at Say 2 in Oakwood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then, of course, on the Saturday, and we sing at a couple country clubs also. And Tumbleweed, Dana Farley's doing an open mic there every other Wednesday.
Very cool. So. And if somebody wanted to find out more just about you and keep tracks of the goings-on, there's a website they could visit?
Yeah, find me on Facebook.
Okay. Reyna spelled R-E-Y-N-A, Reyna.
Right.
Spears, just like Brittany, your sister. No, I'm kidding.
I was trying to get through some, you know, without the Britney Spears joke.
I'm so sorry. We almost made it.
Yeah, sorry. No,
next time, Willa. Okay. We'll do it upright. Well, thanks so much for being here today, Reyna, and we'll see you on stage this Saturday.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. And Louie, who is the one who's putting these shows together, you've been doing it for a long time at a couple of venues, but Canal Street Tavern has been a nice home for you. Tell us a little bit about what to expect on stage this time around for the fourth annual 80s Rewind Tribute Show.
Well, this one's really cool because we have 10 all original bands, and they do the covers specifically for these shows, and they do these type of shows to get a little bit of extra exposure.
Sure.
And I do original shows every weekend, but it's kind of funny that I do the tribute shows, and I'm known as a tribute show guy, and I've never worked with a cover band or a tribute band at these tribute shows, but that's the cool thing about them. And we have two out-of-town Ghostbusters, the movie fan clubs, and they're going to host the event, and they're bringing their two Ghostbuster car replicas.
Cars that are, like, tricked out, just
yeah,
like the real thing.
Awesome. They spend so much money on these props from the two movies that they adore, and they're wearing the Ghostbusters proton packs, and they look like they have walked right off the movie set with these props. They have the traps that they trap the ghost in, and the backpacks, and then they have the costumes, like the jumpsuits that they wore, and they dress down to the T like the Ghostbusters. They have the walkie-talkie like it looked in the movie.
So it's very, very, you know, true to detail, true to the original movie form.
Yeah, and my favorite movie as a child as well, so that kind of tied into my thing.
So 10 bands, a couple of fan clubs for the Ghostbusters, one of the stalwarts of the 80s moviescape, if you will. But only that, there's going to be like 100 dozen flowers.
Yeah, thousands, literally flowers. First Florist, they donate thousands of flowers towards the event, mainly because some of the proceeds from the show are going to go towards the Ronald McDonald House. So there are going to be thousands of flowers there from First Florist, and we're going to decorate it like an 80s music video set. So you have to walk on the flowers before you even walk into Canal Street. They'll be decorated like an 80s music video, and that's pretty cool. And they do that every year as part of charity work that we do. And the wait in between the bands is only 10 minutes. We MC the event, so we do trivia and we do raffles and, you know, get people enthusiastic about sticking around longer and checking out the bands later.
Well, there's
in
so
the
much to see. There's
it's awesome.
So many reasons to come, and I think you always make it a big point to mention that it's free parking.
Free parking.
Yeah.
Free parking at Canal Street Tavern.
So you can find out more on the Facebook page is the best way.
Facebook page. You can go to my Facebook page if you're having trouble finding it. Just type in Rewind 4 or go to my Facebook page, Louie Wood Jr., Louie Wood, and you can find it on that page.
Louie Wood Jr., and by the way, Rewind 4, it's the number 4.
Yeah, number 4.
The fourth annual one, and you'll find out all about a pretty amazing evening coming our way this Saturday night at Canal Street Tavern. We're about to go back into the studio live with Emma Woodruff and the Curious Sound, who gave us one rockin' great sound check. I'll remind you first that support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and from Computer Troubleshooters in Beaver Creek, specializing in the repair, maintenance, backup, and data recovery of Windows and Apple computers and tablets. Information is online at CT Beaver Creek.